This is Vision Destiny 2022, session 24. I'm pretty much up to date now with what God said in 2021 and some of the things that we've done together, some of the experiences that we've had, and particularly some of the encounters I've done corporately with others in governmental things. 13th of July. Son, come closer, come deeper. There's so much more for you to experience and feel so that you can know the truth and be the free to be. And God really wants us to free us to be who he called us to be. I drew near until I was in oneness of being, feeling the intense emotions of love that brought me to total security of being. I am within I am that I am. And this is, words don't describe it, and you have to experience it in that state of being, that state of mind, that state of existence, which really brings you into of total oneness and union. I was totally at rest, filled with love, joy, and peace, infused with limitless grace, triumphant mercy, not a thought cloud in my mind, just being. When the Father then said, come deeper. And I was thinking, wow. But I didn't hesitate. Without a thought, I just sank as if in an ocean of love, and I began to descend into the depths of love, joy, and peace. Just floating down, not even trying to stay on the surface, just being. And I also began to expand and ascend. Now, it's difficult to describe that as you're sinking into something that takes you into another state of awareness. The deeper I went, the further I expanded, not spaghettified as I've done before, but connecting to creation in a way that I can't really explain. But it just brought me into a deeper sense of union and oneness. It was as if all creation was within my emotions, not in my head or my thoughts, but it was a turbulent mix of feelings that was spinning almost violently until I began to groan deeply in empathy. So I began to empathize with the groan of creation in a way that I had never done before. Son, now you're feeling creation's groan like we do. You can feel how we feel towards it. And I think that is so important, that we begin to embrace God's heart towards creation. As soon as those words hit my mind and my emotions, I was undone. It was like the oracles of the Father's heart that I've encountered before, multiplied by infinity. It was just, this was a whole different level. In my connection to the Father's heart and his love for creation and his desire for creation and his original intentions for creation. Infinite, unconditional love, limitless grace, triumphant mercy, felt with a force like nothing I'd even remotely experienced before. This was so, so beyond. Think of a sandcastle in the way of a tsunami, and even that is a totally inadequate comparison. Nothing could stand in the way of the force of the Father's love, grace, and mercy. I felt the intense emotional response and the groaning of creation that prompted it. It was like the drawing power of a black hole and the light of love that was even more powerful, and they collided, creating an energy beyond measure, which was an overwhelming and overcoming energy of love. And it was like the darkest, deepest, darkest power was nothing compared to the overwhelming light of love that I was feeling and sensing and experiencing. I felt the light of love at such an intense level that it felt like all the black holes were just a dot absorbed into the infinite ocean of light, which is unconditional love. And, you know, the only way to express this is a way to give you words, but you have to experience yourself. And God is drawing us to his heart to engage him at such a level. I knew that I knew, like never before, that the restoration of all things is just a small wave of love in an ocean of unconditional love tidal waves. It's just like there is so, so, so much more. And we tend to think, oh, well, darkness and light, they're equal and they're battling. There is no comparison. that darkness has to light. There is no comparison that any negative thing has to the positive love, unconditional love, limitless grace and triumphant mercy that is an expression of the Father's heart. All the darkness in existence, within and without, is only like the smallest particle absorbed in the infiniteness of the light of love. The victory of love over all things is the inevitable conclusion, and a new beginning is an absolute certainty, as I came to the realization that the desires I felt in this place were deeper than I had ever been, but it was just like I was a millimeter down in an ocean that had no bottom. That's all I could say. Son, now you know that all you have experienced is just an infinitesimal amount of who we are as love. The terms that we have used to describe our infiniteness, like unconditional, limitless, and triumphant, are all totally inadequate, such as to be meaningless in reality. I had no capacity to reason what I was feeling, so I let go again and just abandoned myself, and I just became. What? I don't know. I just became something more. But it was so amazingly good, beyond, beyond, beyond. The Father said nothing, but I felt his pleasure and pride in me and for all his creation and children in ways and expressions that had never been possible before. It was just wondrous. It felt like there is nothing more to ever say. And this would be my last journal entry. Such was my amazement, astonishment, and bewilderment. Now, in a sense, that was just how I was feeling. It didn't mean God stopped speaking to me, but it felt like, what else is there to say? I was totally undone in the profoundness of that moment of realization. 14th of July. So, Father did speak, and I carried on journaling. Son, the deeper you go with us, the greater will be your connection to creation and the stronger your motivation will be for its restoration. Our emotions will be your emotions as our love is limitless and unending. What you feel concerning yourself will be what you can feel for creation. So it's so important that we come to that place of realization of who we are as children of God. We have nothing but love for you to experience, and what you have unconditionally received, you will be able to unconditionally release. And that is why it's so important to receive unconditional love. Not coming into this conditional, I've earned it, I've deserved it, I've done something for it, I've performed for it, but I've just received it. And then that's what I can give to others. The process of transformation and maturity that all our children will go through will enable them to receive everything that our love is and release everything that they have received to all things. And that is why more and more people need to experience this. The only limitation is what our children think. So deconstructing the programming of the do-it-yourself tree and renewing the mind to know the truth of the tree of life is absolutely vital. The power of consciousness in union is greater than all other sources, as light is designed to respond to the thoughts of the observer. So when we come together with one mind, it has such a powerful effect on choosing and creating reality. When there is a union of observance, there is an exponential increase in the energy of light, and therefore the power of conscious choice to choose a reality aligned to the Father's hearts and intentions. How the observer interprets what they see into thoughts and intentions determine what reality they can choose. So the deception of independence is the limiting factor to creativity. The union of observance limits the possibility of deception. When you come together as one mind, in that union, nothing, absolutely nothing's impossible. The closer our children come to us in the light, the more they will be able to know what is true, and the greater their experience of love will be. And again, I encourage you, just draw near. Allow him to love you. Independence causes fear and separation, and that keeps our children trapped in lost identity and slaves to deception. Only an awakening to love will enable a restored relationship and the intimacy of face-to-face innocence necessary for the renewal of minds to reveal true identity in sonship. All religion is a barrier to true intimacy, as it operates by mediation and dead works that distance our children from us. The wonders awaiting our children are beyond anything they could possibly imagine, as you've discovered when you went deeper. And God is calling us all to go deeper. Go deeper. Just stop trying to stay on the surface. Stop struggling and just abandon yourself. And just sink into that depth of the ocean of his love. Only those who know their true identity can establish the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, to reveal the light of love and truth. The sons of God who know the truth and have experienced unconditional love must arise and shine to draw our children out of the darkness into the light of our presence. Examples, drawing people. The love awakening will increase as more of our sons become oracles of our heart and testify to the truth by example, as words alone are not enough. We must demonstrate unconditional love, limitless grace and triumphant mercy to each other. When our sons demonstrate unconditional love, limitless grace and triumphant mercy, there will be an awakening that will free our children from the darkness of deception that they are living in. The infiltration of the religious and political spirit within religion has obscured the truth, so that is why the awakening that is occurring is causing an exodus of people from the institutional church and other religions. People are waking up that religion is not the answer. People and places of refuge are being established as safe places for our children to be deprogrammed from religion and lost identity. Be one of those people, establish one of those places, ready for the harvest that's coming in. Momentum is increasing and there will be a tipping point reached that will accelerate the global awakening as perfect love begins to cast out global fear. Fear keeps our children separated from us in the futility of their own minds, but love always conquers fear. The frequency of love is raising the frequency of the earth, and the earth shield is reflecting back that frequency, stopping its dissipation, so things are intensifying. The earth shield has the ability to broadcast the frequency of love with it, with the focused intention into the earth when in union, which is so important. We come into this union and oneness of one heart and mind. So union and oneness are priorities in this season of awakening as they focus our love intentions to break through the darkness of the deception of independence. Only a deeper union with us will enable a stronger union with each other that produces the oneness of heart, mind and purpose necessary. As we draw near to him, he draws us closer together. Son, come closer and encourage our sons to come closer and abide in the light of our person, not be content with our presence. Don't go for anything less than the fullness of the presence and face of God that reveals himself. The glorious radiance of sonship that creation needs to be set free is only expressed by those who dwell in the light realm of the perfection of our person. 15th of July, Restoration Government Ascension. And this was an engagement. I'm just going to go into it. And in the next session, I will go into a whole session, just transcript. But I just want to give you some insight into what happens in Restoration Government Ascensions. And as a group of us, we began to engage the Father's heart, always looking for collaboration with his heart, always looking to know what his intention is, not going with our own agenda. And what we first began to experience was receiving liquid sapphire infusion of knowledge from the Father in preparation for engaging the planets. So there was knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and everything else needed that we needed to receive. And it came in the form of like this liquid sapphire infusion, this blue depth of infusion. The first engagement was with Neptune and Pluto in a positive way, Neptune being a feminine entity that was like a shimmering sapphire blue color. We engaged the solar system, especially Neptune, the water planet, that being being associated with it was called nebulous or nubulous. And I'm not sure of the spelling of this, but it was extremely sad. The being was extremely sad, sort of weighed down under a burden. We realized we needed to release light in the planet of Neptune and then engage the being of Neptune to restore the relationship with the Father and with the Earth in a renewed marriage union. And nubulous has an underlying thing of union in marriage, in relationship restored. And we want these things to go back to their original purpose. So we declared the receiving of the positive virtue, grace attributes, but the rejecting of the vice, and saw fire water engulf the planet, revealing a firestone in the planet's core. Now, these are all encounters that unveil things. They reveal things. They give you insight. And as you begin to engage with each other in it, then you begin to get a fuller picture. And this was bringing a step by step in how to engage Neptune, how to engage that planet. So I personally, when we began to engage this, felt we needed a mandate. So I engaged with the guardians in the council to receive a mandate to establish a shield of light around the solar system, made up of the tripart union of man, angels, and guardians, that we would begin to shield each planet. We knew that we needed to restore the union between Neptune and the Earth, but wanted to ensure that nothing goes back in the opposite direction on that connection to pollute it. There are still things on the Earth, if we're not careful, that can negatively affect these planets. So we want to make sure that things are going in the right direction, and that these planets are shielded also from the negative things that are going on the Earth, which is why the shield is there, not just shielding us, but shielding them also. The waters of Neptune were designed to have a stabilizing effect on the Earth and other planets, and that has been twisted to destabilize the solar system. The Earth's shield is not just protecting the Earth from external influences, but also the cosmos and dimensions from the negative effect of independent knowledge of the tree of good and evil. We have a mandate to restore the union of planets with the Earth and discover their original name and purposes, to restore them to their glory by renaming them, by bringing them back, freeing them from the negative associations and releasing them into their original purpose and function. The old Roman and Greek assigned names of gods were a reflection of the fallen identity and need to be restored. Son, this is the Father then beginning to engage me in this. Son, the solar system restored to union and harmony will play a significant role in the restoration of the cosmos as an example of the restoration of the relationship between celestial bodies, man, the angelic, and the elementals. 20th of July. Son, the Earth shield needs to be expanded to join with others in covering the three-dimensional realities that are being restored. This is the law of cosmic union. This can begin by expanding the Earth shield around the planets of your solar system so they can be restored back to a union of planets. Our original intention for all astral bodies and beings was for harmony, but with the I will of independence introduced, there were many broken relationships, many broken things that need to be restored. The planets became associated with the names of the fallen beings and further lost identity and purpose, and disconnected from the Earth and mankind. And that disconnection, that's what we're looking to reconnect with. We've already connected with the guardians. We're beginning to connect to the elementals, which are reflections of the planet. And now we're beginning to engage the planets themselves and the angelic beings, fallen ones behind it. It is time for the relationship and union between planets, guardians, elementals, angelic, and the suns to be restored back to union. All the planets were designed to function together in harmony, for each to be fruitful in fulfilling their purposes, and the whole union being blessed and in balance. The planets need the Earth's frequency, and the Earth needs the planets to function in harmony, to be at rest and in balance. Engage the elementals and the guardians and form a union before engaging the fallen beings behind the idolatry associated with the planets. And the Father was giving us some insight into the strategy we needed to adopt. The shield once established around each planet will isolate them from the influence of each other and the sun, and will make them more open and susceptible to restoration. Engage the Council of Guardians for strategies and mandates for each planet, and as each is restored, there will be a powerful shift in momentum. Son, it is our pleasure and joy to see the sons of God taking responsibility for their co-heirship and government. 21st of July, I engage the realm of light face to face with the Father, and the light of his intentions wove around me, conforming me to the frequency of his heart. Began to engage in a depth of his intentions. I felt the intense waves of emotion encapsulating the oracles of the restoration for our solar system until I was ready to brood and become the sound of his voice. So I was going through the creative process. My resonating frequency energized the grace of the quantum lumens to collapse the wave function for the reality of the solar union. And subsequently to this, there have been many, many more engagements I've had with people in groups, particularly focused on our solar system. Son, you must not forget the sun itself, as it is the created light of the solar system. The sun and the beings associated with it have been the greatest figures of idolatry that man has worshipped. And that has been a very destabilizing thing for the sun itself. It was designed to serve and to function in service, and has become a controlling, dominating force, that of light and therefore heat, and the sort of stability that the sun has is part of this whole solar system in disarray. The sun is the created light and brings physical light and life, but it also is the greatest danger to life in the solar system, and is able to control and manipulate light because the beings assigned to it are in bondage to corruption. The worship of the sun is the oldest form of religious idolatry that man created, and is the most corrupted and is volatile and unstable. For all the planets to come into union harmony, it will take many suns in oneness of heart to shield the planets from the influence of the sun whilst they are restored. Only when all the planets are restored to union can the sun be restored back to the place of humility to serve the whole and fulfill its destiny. And I think a lot of this is tackling things that are going on the earth, tackling some of the things we talk about in terms of climate change and other things, because it's the sun and its solar intensity and its solar flares and its instability within the surface of the sun and the core of the sun that are affecting the earth in a negative way. And we really need to see it come back into harmony and union. The central glory of the sun was designed to illuminate the glory of the planets, but the sun was deceived into being worshipped for its own glory. Sun, you will need to engage the Council of the Guardians, ambassadors and chancellors with the others to form a strategic union to begin this task. So again, I began to contemplate the shielding and the restoration of the sun, and came to the realization that this would be a prototype engagement for other systems within our galaxy and others. Therefore, it's really important that we take time, focus, don't rush ahead, don't do things in our own strength, always engaging the Father, always seeking for the wisdom that's available to us. Sun, the whole of creation is waiting for the suns to arise, to begin to awaken to the hope of freedom, and each act of cosmic and dimensional restoration is a catalyst for the light of love to shine with limitless grace and mercy. As the sons of God unify to become oracles of restoration, the awakening to love's frequency is rippling throughout creation in wave after wave of hope. The tripart cosmic union and the shields of union being formed are providing powerful testimony to the awakening that is creating the environment for many to be turned from darkness to light. Sun, the momentum is shifting as the suns are arising to take their places of responsibility within the councils and assemblies of heaven for creation. So, a lot of the focus of my recent engagement, since actually, since the restoration of All Things 3 conference back in June, has really taken a shift. It's moved things forward. That was a breakthrough. That was a breakthrough in revelation, in unveiling and revealing some deception and darkness, and people are more open, and creation is more open as a result. And a lot of people are doing a lot of things around the earth. There's a lot of legislation, a lot of government going on. And things are beginning to shift and change. And since that point, there's been a much more clear focus on the Earth Shield, on the makeup of the Earth Shield, how it's formulated in light, how it's connected to our minds in union of oneness in light, how our thoughts are creating light, how we're interacting with the quantum lumens and the other beings, which are light beings. Things are starting to increase. Things have increased greatly. And since then, the focus has then shifted, firstly to the earth and engaging with the earth and with the elements of the earth and the elementals of the earth, and beginning to become more aware of what's going on in the earth and how that's then relating to the atmosphere and the solar system as well. And then the focus on the solar system from the Earth Shield, with a dimensional understanding that we need to function together in union with the other dimensional beings, with the other angelic beings, with the guardians, and the councils and assemblies are beginning to function to help that process. And there's wisdom being released, and there's revelation being released, and there are things that are happening that are moving things forward. Now, a lot of people won't see that. This is stuff going on underneath the surface. But I do really believe that things that are being prepared right now will begin to change and transform things in a creational perspective. And more people are beginning to awaken. People are beginning to come together, and there's a sense of protest. But those protests have to be managed to bring about the Father's heart, not selfishness and coming out of mankind's humanistic perspective as humanity. So we need to embrace our identity as sons of God, our identity, and identify with the children of God who are in deception, identify with those who are stuck in religious deception, and look to bring freedom, look to bring about the freedom that they need to come into this union of heart, mind, and purpose that will begin to help us engage creation and bring about the restoration of all things. So let's just finish with a short activation. So I believe that you can engage with the Father's heart for creation. So let's close your eyes. Just begin to come to a place of rest. Just begin to slow down your thinking. Just begin to breathe more deeply, breathing in, breathing out the name of God, breathing in the unconditional love of God, coming to a place of stillness and rest. Coming to a place where union and oneness, that you can go deeper into the ocean of God's love. And as you're just picture yourself floating on an ocean of love, an ocean of unconditional love, and let go of your thinking, let go of any agenda, and just sink into that ocean of love. Just go deeper and deeper and deeper into the ocean of love. And in that place, just be. Come to a place of being. Come to a new reality of being. Surrounded with the energy of unconditional love. You're in such a safe place, a secure place. Just open up your hearts and your minds to experience what God's feeling about you right now, feeling about who you are, His deep, deep love for you, And as you feel that unconditional love and experience the reality of that unconditional love, just allow the Father to focus your attention on aspects of creation that he would have you release unconditional love towards. That may be on the earth, it may be people, it may be the earth itself, it may be within the earth shield, but also maybe for the solar system, for the constellations. Just open up your heart and let him focus your attention on aspects of creation that you have a destiny and a connection to. And all that you've received, all that you've absorbed, release. Freely give what you've freely received.